glad to be here with you and to share this moment worshiping the Lord together. Now, Lord, we turn our affection toward you. Would you bring to mind all the ways that you have rescued us with your love? That you have rescued us over and over and over again, the ways you have saved us. Let us celebrate with you this morning. Amen.
Thank you. Let's continue worshiping as we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
On your under His authority. Aren't we so free and filled with His love? We're under His authority. How free are we, His people? Praise Your name, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for Your authority. You've given us freedom in every way, freedom from getting our own way. We're so free, Lord. Thank You for pouring out Your love into our hearts when we were Your enemies, when we were against You, when we were ungrateful. Even this morning, You poured out Your love upon us. You lavished it on us. Thank You, God.
Someone who's getting prepared to go into battle, and they have this idea, they have this picture of how the battle is going to go, right? And so they're putting on their armor, but it's kind of like a sense of need for control, a desire for a certain outcome. And once they put this armor on, it's just ill-fitting. It's just not how it's supposed to be. And if you put on like a new pair of shoes or a pair of shoes that don't fit, like you're gonna get blisters, you're gonna get wounds. And so if you go into battle with ill-fitting armor, you're gonna get wounded. Like you're gonna get cut, you're gonna get bruised. And so I saw this image of, in order for us to take that armor off, we have to go to the King. We have to have the King take it off for us. But He not only just takes it off, this desire and need for control, but then He puts on the armor of God, and it's ill-fitting, or it fits you so well. And you're like, oh, I can move and groove in this. I can go into battle with this. Like if it fits, and it, you just like, you feel the shoes of peace and the breastplate of righteousness, like, oh, I can go into battle with this. And so it's just like this need for to take off and then put on. Thank you, Libby. Is there pride in our life this morning? We think we're right and we'll have to hold on to it. It's ill-fitting on us. He's asking us to be humble. If there's pride in our life, we're holding tightly to the deception that getting our own way is the best. Can we just repent to the Lord? It may not be pride, it may be something else. We may be withholding love from the people we love to teach them a lesson, and that's ill-fitting. He's not asking us to withhold love. Can we repent this morning? We need Him to take off ill-fitting armor. It doesn't suit us, and it's causing us to get injured. If you want to repeat after me, you can. Lord, I recognize there's pride in my life. I wish I hadn't done that. Would You liberate me? Would You help me to take on Your perspective of life? Thank You for delivering me of all my sins. Even when I was ungrateful and wicked, I need you to take it off. Lord, we just praise you and thank you for your forgiveness, for your righteousness, your peace, your salvation. Ninja-like way you want to clothe us in. Thank you, Lord. We want to receive and walk in the love you have for us. Please give us your power under your authority. Give us your power to carry this out, to believe you've forgiven us. Help us to put our trust in you. You're our sun and our shield. All favor and honors bestowed by you. Thank you, Lord. We don't have to bestow it upon ourselves. Lord, I just want to bless your people. Bless us, Lord. Bless us to put our trust in you. It says, blessed are those who put their trust in you. Thank you for your life and all of your benefits. In Jesus' name, amen.